It's back. The seven automaker charging network that we talked about way back in July now has a name. It's Iona, or is it Iona? Not sure, because they didn't exactly say, at least not as far as I could tell. Let's talk about it. Just as a recap, back in July, I put out an episode right there that was entitled The Seven Automaker Charging Network. And what it was it was based on an announcement from a number of automakers. Let's see, Hyundai, Kia, Mercedes, GM, Honda, Stellantis, and BMW. They had decided to band together to create a charging network of 30,000 high-powered charging stations across North America. That was the extent of the announcement. They didn't have a lot else with it. And they've been hard at work coming up with, planning and organizing, securing sites, getting regulatory approval, selecting the best possible chargers and demoing them, making sure they're going to work in each environment and that they have high reliability uptime. They've been doing all that in the last 7 months. Yeah, no. They came up with this name, Iona. 7 months. Iona. Or Iona. I'm not sure which. Iona. When I YouTube searched the video that's I'm playing here in the background, well, if I can get it to work, the video that I'm playing here in the background, I found, half a dozen different location or interviews or reports on this change. But largely it was from YouTubers, including the best one, which was the Ionic guy. Well, the best one's going to be mine. But the Ionic guy did a good, 11, 12-minute segment on it. And I couldn't even find this video on YouTube. I don't know why. You'd think that they would have their own little YouTube channel so they could push out marketing, but no. 7 months, they got a name, and they hired this guy, like last week. Who is he? I'll tell you. He is Seth Cutler. He is he's the new CEO of Iona Charging Network. He's formerly of EV Connect, where he was Senior Vice President of Technical Operations. And before that, he was the lead engineer or something like that for Electrify America. I don't know that much about EV Connect. They seem to be a pretty good operation from what I have been able to look at. And a little bit I know about them from EV Connect Canada, assuming those two are related. They seem like a pretty decent operation. But he was an early guy on Electrify America, and he was in the engineering side. Like, that rolled out perfectly. There's no problems whatsoever with Electrify America or Electrify Canada. That's just been a seamless glory of an experience for every EV driver out there since its inception. Yeah, sorry, my Canadian sarcasm's coming through loud and clear. Now, I can't say this guy had anything to do with that. He did have a title of, let me check that here. Chief Engineer in the Early Phase of Electrify America. Chief Engineer. That would suggest he had a lot to do with how that rolled out. And it didn't roll out well. Now, if I want to be charitable, he went from there to EV Connect, which seems to have gone well. So my guess is lots of mistakes were made at Electrify America, and he learned from them. That's my positive spin. Now, in the press release for this Iona charging network, they say several things. The press release I got was here, and that was from Hyundai Kia, and they released this press release because they're part of the Iona network. I didn't get it from any of the other automakers, although I'm on all their subscription lists, so I don't know what's up with that. But It says a number of things, like, and I will read this verbatim. This is the quote from Seth, the new CEO of Iona Charging Network. "I am honored to lead Iona and work alongside these esteemed automakers in shaping the future of electric mobility. Our shared commitment to creating an extensive high-powered charging network reflects our dedication to revolutionizing the entire EV charging experience and helping to drive widespread EV adoption," said Seth Cutler, CEO of Iona. Iona. That word salad talked a lot about, you know, big charging network, extensive charging network, esteemed automakers. What it didn't say was 100% reliable, absolute best-in-class uptime charging network. No, it was about big. Lots of big. 30,000 big. That does not bode well. I would rather see 5,000 chargers that were very reliable than 30,000 very unreliable chargers. But I digress. They also say in this press release that they will have amenities like canopies. Very good. Why EV drivers should have to get rained on to plug in their EVs, I have no idea. But canopies are good. They can be fitted with solar. They can keep the baking sun off you. They can keep the rain off you. And they can keep the snow off of the whole charging area, which will help to keep the chargers cleaner and in better condition, I would imagine. So that's part's good. But then they also say they'll have amenities like washrooms and restaurants and shopping nearby. So you mean like everybody else? Well, some of everybody else that say they want to have their chargers located like near a mall or, you know, a Walmart or something like that, so that you have something to do while you're charging. Well, that's okay. It's a good idea, and I think it's important wherever possible to do that. But that's not exactly jumping the shark. These guys could do a lot better. And here's my suggestion. First off, I'm not a genius. I'm not an electrical engineer. I'm not even an EV charging engineer. I'm a guy on YouTube. I have a lot of experience. I'm a facility manager. I understand electrical. I understand projects and construction, things like that. But I'm not an expert in any of those things. I'm what's called a generalist. But I am an EV advocate. And I do this YouTube channel and I talk to lots of people. So here is my suggestion. You should do this. Oh, you see on there, there's somebody else's name on it already. And while that's true, it's because they came up with a really good idea. I thought it was, and I thought I'd put their name up there. They're not here in Canada or in the States. They're just in England, and they're rolling out fairly well, but slowly. These are fairly expensive things to do, and I don't think they have billions of dollars behind them. So seven automakers with brands like BMW, Mercedes, Hyundai, Kia, GM, Stellantis. These are ridiculously wealthy companies that could actually do something unique and special. Here's my suggestion. Take a good idea, this GridServe concept that they've created. GridServe is the company, the concept is the one they pioneered, which is essentially covered EV charging, many chargers at a station. They have both level or DC fast charging and level two. So if you're there for a, you know, for a fast charge, you're good. High powered, reliable chargers. But then if you need to top off, you can move over to a level two to top off. Or if you're there for, you know, food, to look around or whatever, you could just do a slow charge if you don't really need much. That's an option too. Also, some of them are located in places like Gatwick Airport. So I could imagine employees might park their vehicle there for the day to get a full charge, well, then the level two side works. But more importantly,
hey, if you think this information has been valuable to you, do me a favor. Tap that like button and help spread the word to the rest of YouTube. Thanks.
Notice that, A, there's canopies. That's good. But then there's also this big building off to the side that is owned by GridServe. It is their building. And they have several things in there. They have food, washrooms, relaxation areas. They have ideas of doing EV repair. They do have EVs on display there. You can purchase them. You can lease them. I think you can test drive them there. Now, yeah, most of these automakers would have problems with their dealers if they were purchasing and leasing at these sites. But what they could be doing is setting it up so that these are demonstrator sites. Essentially, you could set it up to do one of two things. One, you have EV salespeople there that will talk. You can demonstrate all the automakers' different types of EVs. You can have salespeople there that will inform them about the EVs, take them for a test drive. Where possible, order the vehicle online for dealership A. So say this person is from, say they're in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Iona station, because they're there for the for a long weekend of gambling and entertainment, and they happen across the Iona station. They don't have a car there. Maybe they rented one. Maybe they went there to charge their rental, but they live in Chicago by, you know, I don't know, Joe's GM dealer. Right? They go to Iona, they look at a Bolt, they look at a Hummer EV, they look at a Eclipse EV, whatever a Cadillac EV, whatever GM sells, they can have them and they can demo them there. This person says, hey, I really like that Equinox EV. I'm going to buy that EV. The salesperson says, fine, we can set that up for you. Go online. Where do you live? Here's your zip code or your postal code, whatever it is. Oh, your local dealer is Joe's Cadillac. Okay. So Joe's Cadillac, go into the computer, sell this guy the car. Joe's Cadillac will deliver it. Joe's Cadillac got a sale, didn't have to do squat for it. And you've bypassed that whole aversion threshold from the traditional dealers. Now, I know that some of the car companies and some of the dealers are starting to get much better at EVs. They're starting to get more accepting of EVs, but there's still a lot of aversion. There's a lot of dealers where if you walk onto the lot looking for an EV, the guy who you're talking to, the salesperson, will steer you as hard as he or she can towards some ICE vehicle because, oh, it takes too long to get that one. Oh, we can't get it in the type you want, or you don't really want those. They're junk anyways. You bypass all that garbage. You demo the vehicle at the site. You sell them on the vehicle at the site. And if your dealer franchise laws or whatever prohibit you direct selling, well, then sell it as if you're in Chicago. Or whatever, however you work that out, so that the dealer gets compensated for the sale and the EV adoption is promoted. So I see this as a win-win. You got both a charging network that should be high class, high power, not high class, sorry, high reliability, and you have a vehicle to sell, well, vehicles. That was cute. I didn't even do that on purpose. Anyhow, that could go a long way to dealing with some of this dealer aversion problems that the North American car makers are having. Second, all this other stuff aside, the washrooms, the canopies, that's all nice. It's all well and good. Operating on green power. That's great. Love it. but your first job in any charging network, number one, as Ford used to say, job one, reliability. It makes no sense. There is no point in having a charger at a location if it doesn't work. Not even if most of them work. No, they all have to work. It should be the rare one that is broken. And if it gets broken within 24 hours, it should be fixed. There should be no excuses, especially for something like the Ayana network with 30,000 high-powered chargers. Select good chargers, maintain them well, keep parts inventory, and you'll have a success. But go that extra mile and do it right. Or don't bother. See you again in a week. Bye for now.